You'd think this would cause a flocking of skimpily dressed women looking for their big break and sugar daddy. Maybe it would, except that the rumors about just how much power the members have over what goes on here can make any weak-willed person deterred from even trying to show up. Fortunately, or perhaps unfortunately in this particular case, I am not a weak-willed person, and I want this chance more than anything. So I put on my favorite black dress and joined some of my industry friends for an evening out. I hoped the man in question will show up soon. I was told to wait and he would come to me, but honestly, I'm getting antsy. I flip over my wrist to check the time on my watch. Tapping my finger impatiently, I decide to give it 20 more minutes before I get up and leave. I can't help the nervous energy flitting around me, though. What happens when he comes over? What if he doesn't come over? What if he already looked at me, decided he didn't want someone like me to star in his up-and-coming, and left without so much as a hello? I check my watch again. 18 more minutes to go. Michelle, an industry starlet, comes over and holds out both her hands. She's swaying from side to side, and I can tell she's not even looking at me so much as around me. "Come dance," she hollers over the pounding bass. I politely shake my head no, but she grabs my wrist to pull me up anyways. I lean all my body weight into my seat in refusal. Luckily, whatever Michelle is on has made her incredibly weak because she gives up easily and crosses her arms. "You're no fun," she pouts at me like a child. I just fake a laugh and point over to the rest of our friends. She starts to walk away, waving at me as she goes. Thank God. I swallow thickly and place my drink next to me. I don't like how everyone's acting. It seems like they're all on something. The energy is nauseating. I look at my wrist. 10 more minutes. I try to enjoy the people watching. The longer I focus on faces, the more I start to recognize them. There are a lot of talented and prominent people here. The money in this room could buy out most of the world. But I wonder just how many of them really know what goes on beyond this floor. I sure don't. I heard there are floors and floors of secret society-type meeting spaces under and above this club. Places that are members only. Male members only at that. What a misogynistic idea. Who makes a club for only one gender to have all the power in this day and age? In my thoughtful trance, I see a man walk over to me. A few have come up to me, but I've always politely declined them, not wanting any of what this place has to offer. But the way this man smiles at me seems different. He looks just as predatory as he sounds. "Miss Ebony Thomas?" the man asks, his voice a little slurred. I nod. "I'm told that you would do anything to debut in the acting industry." I blink. What is this guy on about? I already feel the knot in my stomach, worrying about the intent behind his words. "I am willing to work hard, if that's what you mean, then. Yeah, I would do anything to achieve that dream." I reply uneasily, feeling my defenses climb even higher. I hate the way that he looks at me, like his eyes are devouring me whole. I wish I had worn a less revealing outfit. His eyes wander up my legs and land on my breasts for a moment before meeting my gaze again. "You're just my type." He flashes me the creepiest grin I've seen in a while before grabbing my arm. He's quite a bit taller than me, and his strides are much longer than my own as he drags me off into the darkness. I'm trying to dig my feet into the ground, but these damned hills won't catch any friction. I'm helpless to simply try and keep myself up, stumbling behind him. My friends don't even notice. Well, one of them does, but she just whoops at me as I pass by, and the rest of them holler celebratory cheers after me. I can't believe it. "Stop! That hurts!" I yell,